Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. So let's see what we have today. Lots of them have been sent in, which is fabulous. Okay, I'm getting a piece of paper open. Shreebies asked, how many tops should go with each bottom in a wardrobe module, as well as how many bottoms should go with any given top? I'm seeing advice that when purchasing a new garment to think of three ways it can be used. Well, this is some really great advice. You want to think for any garment, it needs to be able to be worn in multiple ways. That's how you're really going to get value for money, rather than just being stuck wearing something one way. So this allows you, particularly if you're traveling, whenever that happens again, or just, you know, day to day, to be able to wear the same clothes over and over, but look like you're wearing different things rather than you're wearing the same uniform day in, day out. So when I'm thinking about buying something new, so if I'm thinking about a new top, I might think, well, what jackets or outer garments can it go with? And then also what bottoms have I got that it'd also go with? So maybe then I can create different combinations of different outer layers as well as different bottoms to go with it. Maybe I've got a skirt it will go with and some, you know, a couple of different pairs of jeans. I might have a grey pair of jeans and a blue pair of jeans and a black pair of jeans and the top will go with all of those. And then I've got different jackets and I can go, well, this pink. And this is where having a colour palette really makes a difference, because you'll find that naturally the colours work in multiple ways and you can easily mix and match your wardrobe. Like today when I was putting on this blue jacket, I was like going, oh, what colour top will I wear it with? Last time I wore it with a green top. Today I thought I'll wear it with a pink top. I was also considering a grey top. I was also considering that, you know, like I've got a different sort of colour blue top. Maybe I'd put it with a turquoise top. It was like there's lots of different options that I can put it with. So that's more than three ways I could, because I've got other tops I can wear with it. That allows this to be a good purchase. But if I thought about my wardrobe and went, you know, I can only put it with one colour in my wardrobe, maybe it wouldn't be such a good choice. So that's what you're really thinking about. You're really thinking that versatility. And that's where having the colour palette, having a colour analysis and a colour palette actually expands your wardrobe option. People often think when they have a colour analysis, it's actually going to contract them because they'll be limited. But in fact, what it does is expands your use of what you have, because your clothes really easily mix and match. And then of course, if I'm thinking about, well, I've got this top and what bottoms does it go with? Maybe it's a summer top and I don't really want to be adding a layer over the top. Well, then I'll be thinking about, well, what bottoms have I got? So maybe I can put it with a pair of jeans. Maybe I've got a blue skirt that it goes with. Maybe I've also got a grey skirt it goes with. And maybe even I could look at some that I have some other colour skirt that it goes with, or, you know, and you go, there we go. We've got at least three things it goes with. So it's really just thinking about, it's not a standalone item. What will it also work with? How else can you wear this than just one way? And that's when you really get that great variety and the best value for money out of your wardrobe, when you're thinking about, how else can I wear this? I always liked, you know, versatility is important to me. It's important to an awful lot of people I've been talking to over the years. You know, one of the things that most commonly comes up when I'm asking a client about their favourite garments, and that's something we go through in a consultation, you know, when we're doing a style consultation, is to go, well, what are the things that you're loving, that you really love wearing, and why do you love wearing them? What is it that makes that garment so great? And one of the things is often the versatility that it has, that I can dress it up, I can dress it down, I can wear it with lots of different other things in my wardrobe. So it's not just a one item, one look, one outfit piece, which if it's not the right occasion, or I wore it yesterday so I can't wear it today, means that that piece is, you know, much less versatile. So that is good to think about, but it's not just the bottoms, but it's also the layers, what other colours it goes with, and how it's going to work with other items of your wardrobe when you are doing that shopping. Because I think great recruitment, great shopping, when you are bringing those items into your wardrobe, that is the time to make the best decisions, to make sure that you are going to love what's in your wardrobe, rather than feel like it's, you know, I've got a wardrobe full of clothes and nothing to wear. The most common thing I always hear. And it's because we're not recruiting well. So learning what works for you And learning how you like to put things together and what your style is and all those things, your colours, your style, your body, what's flattering. I mean, there's so many things to that style puzzle. When you've got those, you know, kind of when you understand those, you'll actually spend way less money on clothes. And you might even feel, one of the things people often say is once they've learned all that, they go, I'm finding it really hard to buy anything. And that's because they've actually become really discerning. It's not a bad thing. It's suddenly they become really discerning and they're not wasting money on a whole bunch of clothes they no longer wear. So, you know, becoming more discerning and then actually saying, well, if I can't make three other outfits with this thing, then does it really deserve a place in my wardrobe? Do I love it that much? That is something that's really worthwhile thinking about when you are making that purchasing decision. So let's look at what else we have. Marie's asked, dresses and skirts are so easy to buy and always look great on me, but I cannot for the life of me find a pair of pants that fits well. And I don't know what it is about my body that makes it so hard. I've actually got a blog post coming up soon about some of the technicalities of why this happens. But Marie, I'm guessing you are probably an X shape, a more hourglass shape. I tend to find that the more traditional hourglass shape you are, the harder it is to buy a pair of trousers if you are a woman. If you are a more straighter body shape, it is easier. Pants were originally designed for men. Men have straighter body shapes. It is easier and cheaper to manufacture a pair of pants for a straighter body shape than a curvy body shape. And this is why women find it so hard to buy. Plus, how they cut the pattern will affect how the pants fit. And this is why we get, you know, like, and it's, and that what they want to do, manufacturers, you've got to think, clothing manufacturers, their job is not to make you look good. No, their job is how do I produce something that fits some measurements. So even just knowing the measurements doesn't really help all the time because they can do things because they want to make the maximum money from the minimum cost. That's the way business works. So what they might do when they are making their pants pattern, when they're doing their pattern blocks, as they're called, they might go, you know what, to get this waist measurement or hip measurement, what we need to do is take a little bit off the sides and add that back into the rise, which is at the front. But what that ends up doing, if anybody's tried on a pair of pants and then you get the pouch at the front, that's because they have gone around and cheapened the pattern shape. So they've taken it off the hips, which is where you wanted to have that space, and they've popped it on the front. So you end up with the pouch at the front. And I'm sure, you know, we've all had that experience where you're going, why does this, you know, pull the pants on? You go, they've got this pouchy bit at the front and it doesn't fit, but it's tight across the hips. That's why. Because it's cheap manufacturing. It's, I can have the measurements, but they actually don't fit you still. So this is why women's bodies, we have, some of us have high hips, you know, weight at the high hips. Some have it at the lower hip. So they are two very different shapes. They're going to want very different pant shapes. When we think of, we've got lower rises, higher rises, where does my waist sit? Do I have, you know, a bigger rounder bottom? Do I have a flat bottom? You know, all those things come into pants hit. Do I have a waisted shape or an unwaisted shape? You know, so therefore, does the waist need to come in or does the waist need to be fairly straight? All these things really influence pants fit, which is why, and the whole rise, because the fact you have that seam that goes through the middle means that it's not just the waist and hip measurement, it's a whole bunch of other parts of the garment that have to fit correctly. And that can be really tricky, really, really tricky. So, you know, this is where pants are so hard to find. I mean, I can tell you, I've been shopping with clients who are particularly who have a more curvy, more hourglass shape. You can try on 50 pairs of pants and not really find anything that fits well. And it's not because there's anything wrong with the client, you or your body. It's that clothing manufacturers are not making pants to fit feminine shapes because it's cheaper not to. So please don't get upset or irritated or frustrated. And I know it can be. If you really want trousers, I would suggest actually talking to someone who can do a pattern block based on your actual measurements that actually fit you, or sewing it yourself, those sorts of things. That is when you're going to have a lot more luck, and you'll find the more stretch in a garment. So if the a very woven fabric that's got no stretch is going to be much harder to fit than one that has stretch in it. This is why many of us who find pants hard to fit find a pair of jeans that's got elastane in it not so bad. It's because that stretch has that ease of movement and stuff that allows for give in places where they may not have cut quite enough fabric into it. So there you go, Marie. So this is why skirts and dresses, particularly of that waisted shape, it means that it can come in at the waist, flare out of the hips very easily, and not need a whole lot of complicated pattern blocking and other things that need to be done at the manufacturing stage. Hopefully that helps you. But I know it can be really, really frustrating. And especially because pants is such a part of, you know, what we wear these days. It makes it very easy. It makes it, you know, like, you know, they're comfortable, they're good in winter, all those sorts of things. And the fact that it's so hard to find them, totally frustrating. But there you go. Maggie has asked, shopping for summer online is hard to find. Fit and quality is not always apparent. Yes, online shopping is hard. This is why I would recommend, particularly at the moment, you know, if you know a store or a brand and you've shopped there before and you know about their fit and quality, I would be going to those stores first, because you've already got an understanding of how their sizes fit. So if you have a store that's a place that you have got more garments from, so worthwhile going to your wardrobe, having a look, where are your favorite things from, what brands are they from, and then trying to buy more from those places, because they will have the maybe the sizing and the pattern blocking and the shape that works better for your shape. If you've really, you know, you've kind of got nothing in particular, this is where things to do would be to, A, there's often reviews on clothes. I always, if I am shopping online and they have reviews, what other people have thought about them, I always read those reviews. They're going to give you an understanding of, this is a small fit, this is a large fit, this is long, this is short, this is, people will tell you what's wrong with the fit. And if you read a bunch of reviews, that will often give you a really good understanding of what other people's experiences of that garment are. And they might say, the color was nothing like the photo. That is one of those things too. So one of the things you can do, and one of the things I will do when I'm looking at something, if I want to check the color, is you can do a Google image search. So what you can do is kind of take that piece, the image, the photo of it, and chuck it in the Google images bar, like a search on that, and then see who else is selling it. And sometimes if they have different photos, or you sometimes even find an Instagrammer or somebody wearing it, and they'll have their own photo, and you might go, oh, that color is nothing like it was in the photo. So it's worthwhile doing that, or just even searching multiple retailers, because if they take their own photos, you might have different colors, so it's going to get you a better idea of what the color really is. So that's something, because colour is one of those things that's also hard to tell, that they sometimes brighten up the colour or dull it down. I generally find they're much better than they used to be when everybody went first online. They would bump the colour up and do all sorts of stuff to the colour to make it more appealing visually on your computer screen. And of course, every screen, the resolution and how it shows colour can be different. As well. So if you haven't got a really high-end screen, you might find that how the color looks is not the same. I have two computer screens, and I can tell you there's a little difference between each of them, even though they're very similar screens. So do have a look. So do a bit of research. I go, when you're shopping online, do the research. Also, one of the things, if it's a website you've never tried before, I will often do reviews of, I will search up reviews of, and whatever is the site. There are some kind of cheap fashion labels that they'll advertise, and it'll appear different places, and the stuff looks amazing, and the price is incredibly cheap. And you'll find that the stuff looks nothing like it does in person, and the fit is nothing like that. So I will always do reviews of a certain, before I start buying anything, I'll go reviews of that store or whatever online. If it's not one of the major kind of high street mall brands, if it's a well-known brand, you should have no problem. But if it's something that you've just gone, oh, I've come across this thing and that dress looked really pretty and maybe I'll think about buying it, I would be very much doing a little bit of research first, because there are some pretty dodgy online fashion retailers out there. So if it looks amazing and yet it's incredibly cheap, that's probably a sign that there's something wrong, that it's, you know, too good to be true. You can also, you know, sometimes just do some research. There are like forums and things like that too, where people will talk about, you know, what the sizing is like, their experience of things, all that sort of stuff as well, when they have done shopping with them. But there are some good kind of major aggregators and things like that. So if you stick with a department store or one of the, you know, well-known brands, you're much more likely not to have issues. And understanding fabrics too. So understanding a bit about the fabrics that you really like. So one of the other things I would do is before I would go shopping online is, if you're not really aware of what fabrics are, is go into your wardrobe, look at your favorite garments. Look at what fabrics they are made from. Maybe make some notes. Like go and look at your 10 favorite things in your wardrobe right now, or the things that are most similar to what you're looking at, and note down the fabric contents. Then when you're online, you can actually look at what is the fabric content, and maybe if they're very different from what you know you like, I would probably avoid them. I do have some blog posts about different fabrics and properties and things like that as well. But it would be something to look at. Often the cheaper the manufacturer, so if it's really, really bargain price, and it's not because it's on sale because they're having their massive sale, it can be because the fabric quality is quite poor. So that is something to be aware of as well. So I would be, yeah, go do some research on the fabrics you like, and then know. I would never buy anything with four or more different fibers in it. They generally don't wear well. That's just one of my kind of criteria. There's certain fabrics like acrylic I will never buy just because it does not wear well. And then, you know, I'll do that little bit of research of how does the color look? Can I find it on multiple websites? Is it looking the same? You know, often too is Google Shopping also can be a useful, you know, like one of the options of when you're in a Google bar is it's shopping. So, you know, we've got news, we've got images, we've got shopping. So that's another place to go and have a look. And that's often you'll see reviews as well about garments and about stores. So that can just arm you a little bit more. And then, of course, look at the return policies. What are their return policies? All that sort of stuff. You want to make sure that whoever you're shopping from has good return policies. Because if look, I think of when you're online shopping, you're really online trying things that aren't at home. Sadly, you have to pay for it to get it home, and then you have to send it back to get your money back. But really, that's what you're doing. You're trying the things on at home. Of course, you want to have the best chance of getting the good stuff. And this is where knowing your colors, knowing your shape, knowing the styles that suit you. Like, you know, if you haven't got your body shape Bible, download that off my website. If you don't know your colors, of course, you know, jump onto my 7 steps and get that. Of course, more body information too there. So really understanding, getting yourself a style recipe. So you want to have all the information, what you do and don't like, all those sorts of things before you go shopping. And then do that research. And things like even knowing that if you pay by PayPal, because the way PayPal works, if you have an issue with it, you can get your money back very quickly and easily on PayPal in a way that if you're dealing directly with a store, not all stores are quite as good. So that can also just give you an extra payment, like, what's it called? You know, a little bit of security and make it a little bit easier for you. So I would be generally looking at larger department stores, larger well-known online shopping resources, rather than really small obscure things or something in China. There are a lot of kind of dodgy fashion, you know, kind of high fashion brands out there. So it's worth trying and read those reviews and do some research. Be well armed with information, because that will give you the power you need to make the good decisions and not have a terrible experience. But also expect to send things back. You know, I've done some online shopping every now and again, and like I'll buy all this stuff and I'll go, it's just not quite right, and I have to send it all back, and it kind of can feel a bit depressing. But I'd rather get my money back and then try something else rather than keeping it even though it's not quite right and I'm not going to wear it. It's not going to make me feel comfortable, feel good, or maybe it's not quite the right color or what I was expecting. So hopefully those tips help you when you are doing your online shopping, because it's something that a lot more of us are doing right now. In fact, I got this jacket the other day in online shopping. But, you know, I'd done my research. I'd actually seen it in person. I knew what I was getting. I'd already seen it, you know, and I knew the store. I've bought other things. I know what their fit's like. So it was a very safe decision rather than one that was a little bit more up in the air. So I tend to be a bit more safe in my choices when I'm doing online shopping until I know what an online shopping resource is like. And then I might go, oh, well, I've experimented a bit. I can go a bit further out, experiment a bit further than I would if it was somewhere I have never experienced before. So there we go. Thank you for your questions. Please keep sending them to me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Of course, head over to the blog and, you know, there's lots of free resources there. But also too, is if you want some really great grounded information that's going to help you nail your style, help you stop making the shopping mistakes, actually save you a fortune over your lifetime. They say that the average woman wastes about $900 a year on clothes she doesn't wear, which is like $9,000 every 10 years, which is a lot of money. Seven Steps of Style, which is like $300, is nothing. It's a drop in the ocean compared to that. And having that knowledge is really going to arm you and empower you and also give you the confidence to know what to buy. And it can feel freeing when you have that. So check it out, Seven Steps of Style. You'll find it on my insideoutstyleblog.com. And I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.